mañana va a lavar y libra dharí. Gopi mañana va a lavar.
Sri Lalita Madhava, Act 1, Sayam Utsava, An Evening Festival, The Introduction. The beautiful moon-like glories of Mukunda give distress to the lotus-like faces of the wives of the demons and to their raised breasts, which are like gleaming Chakravaka birds. Those glories, however, are pleasing to all his devotees who are like Chakora birds. May those glories forever give pleasure to you all. Let us offer our respectful obeisances to the dark cloud of Lord Krishna, which showers the goddesses of the eight directions with a rain of sweetness, which eternally decorates the gopis with beautiful vine-grown leaves and flowers, and which embraces to its chest the peerlessly splendid moon of Sri Radha. Sutradhara speaking, after the Nandi slokas are finished, enough with these pompous words. He glances over the audience. Aha! Aha! Lord Shiva, who is crowned with the half-moon, who is expert in tasting the sweetness of always living in the groves of Vrindavan, who is the lord of Brahmakunda's shores decorated with hosts of great lotus flowers, and who is famous as the master of the gopis, appeared to me in a dream and ordered me to write this play, named Lalita Madhava, which I am now eager to present to the many Vaishnavas assembled on this holy day of Diwali to worship Govardhan Hill at the entrance of the Madhavi Madhava temple on the shores of Radhakund. The moon-like supreme personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Mother Sachi, has now appeared on the earth to spread devotional service of himself. He is the emperor of the Brahmin community. He can drive away all the darkness of ignorance and control the mind of everyone in the world. May that rising moon bestow upon us all good fortune. A voice from the sky. What are you saying? How have you become so bold to try this? Sutradhara speaks. I must follow this order. I have the order from my superior. Listen. Who is this audience? The people in this audience are filled with all good qualities. Who am I? I am foolish Rupa Goswami. I am awed by this exalted audience. Today I take shelter of they who have taken shelter of Lord Krishna. Today I pray for the mercy of He who is an ocean of mercy and a festival of transcendental bliss. Glancing at the audience before him, he says, O devotees like bumblebees in the lotus flower of Krishna's feet, please give your mercy to me. By resting on the mercy of great souls such as yourselves, I shall become free of all fear. Great devotees are peaceful and filled with spiritual opulences. They double others' virtues and are cool to others' faults. They are softly shining, cooling stars that decorate the evening sky of Lord Vishnu's feet. Note, dosha here means both faults and evening, and Vishnu pad means both Lord Vishnu's feet and the sky. Placing folded palms to his head, he says, Of the four Sanakadi Kumaras, the perfect souls who in ancient times appeared in this world to describe the path of the swan-like pure devotees, the third one has now descended to teach the devotees the secret nectar of pure devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances to him, the spiritual master of the world. Here Srila Rupa Goswami describes his elder brother, Srila Sanatan Goswami, who was an incarnation of Sanatan Kumara. Now I want the very honorable elderly queen of actresses who sings like a demigoddess to come here on the stage. Nati enters and says, Dear friend, my heart is not eager to accept this role as a villainess in this auspicious play. Sutradhara speaks, Noble lady, what are you saying? Look, look, it is now the festive autumn season. The Vaishnavas are all assembled here. Govardhan Hill is like a volcano, erupting the splendid, pure, transcendental glories of eternal Lord Hari. And furthermore, the charming deity form of Lord Madhava is also present. Now you should be on your best behavior. Nati speaks, Dear friend, I am chained by the shackles of fear that these great souls will become unhappy because of my part in the play. I am not worried about the opinions of ordinary people. Sutradhara speaks, Noble lady, great souls are always saved from sufferings. Even if somehow or other a devotee takes birth as an animal in the jungle, as a human being in one of the directions of this world, as a demigod in the celestial planets, or even as a resident of hell, the Supreme Personality of Godhead always brings him to his lotus feet. The Lord never wishes to abandon him. Nati speaks, My son, you speak the truth. Still, my better discrimination has been robbed by love for a certain person, and I am now bewildered. Sutradhara speaks, Noble lady, please tell, to whom are you bound with love? Nati speaks, My son, he is a descendant of the Charanas. His name is Kalanidhi. Sutradhara speaks, Who is he? I don't know. I only know that name. Kalanidhi means he who is an expert dancer, endowed with all noble qualities, charmingly youthful, famous in this world, and intent on breaking his enemies in the battlefield. Nati speaks, By the kindness of fate, I, an old lady, have obtained an extraordinary daughter-in-law named Tara. Now I will give her to Kalanidhi. Note, Tara is another name of Srimati Radharani. With fear of criticism in this world, and with a desire for praise, with both these motives, the creator Brahma created this exquisite girl. Nati speaks again. The Kurata king Kamsa desires this girl. On the pretext of seeing a dancing festival, he has called Kalanidhi to the capital and is now trying to defeat him. Sutradhara says, Please know that I am a learned astrologer. I shall now explain to you the effect of the heavens on this present moment. He thinks for a moment and then happily says, Don't worry. While dancing on the stage after having killed the ruler of uncivilized men, Kamsa, Kalanidhi, Lord Krishna, master of all arts, will at the proper time accept the hand of Tara, Srimati Radharani, who is qualified with all transcendental attributes. Purnamasi speaks from behind the scenes. Afraid of King Kamsa, and thus unable to directly announce the marriage of Radha and Krishna, a certain person instead tells the story of the dancer and the king of the Kauratas. By this trick, this fortunate person tells me the truth and comforts me who have been filled with anguish. Sutradhara speaking, looking behind the scenes. Look, look! Famous in this world is Sandabhani Muni's mother and Devarshi Narada's saintly student, fortunate Purnamasi, whose white hair is decorated with kasa flowers, now hastily enters the stage as she eagerly talks with Gargi. Come quickly. Let us go and see what happens now that this first scene is over. They both exit, and thus ends the introduction.